Welcome, everyone, to the Vitality Health Show. This is Stephanie Parrish, the voice of hope and healing. We are so happy to have you all here with us. We have got a really incredible show today. Those of you that are seeing it, you can see we've got these beautiful pink backgrounds. Those of you that are listening to us, we're going to tell you what these beautiful pink backgrounds are all about. First of all, I want to thank our sponsors. Without them, we wouldn't have a show. We're so grateful for them. So please listen. And if you can, support them. I also want to have you send a message to me. If you've got any questions or any suggestions for the show, please send them to contact@myvitalityhealthsolutions.com. And in the subject line, put Vitality. Then I know it's coming from the show. Again, that's contact@myvitalityhealthsolutions.com with Vitality in the subject line. I'd love to hear from you. So we're going to go ahead and get right into our show. I'm so excited about these two ladies. They're some of my very, very favorites. I love to interview with them, love to talk with them, love to learn from them. So first of all, we're going to introduce Jan Frazier. She's such an abundant, those of you guys can see her book behind us, it says abundance, is a book on abundance. So she's going to tell us a little bit about herself. And then after she's done, we'll turn it over to Jenny Ritchie, who happens to be her daughter. And she's a good friend of mine that we met down at St. George years ago, and we're just good friends. And then she introduces us to Jan, and we add Jan into our world. And here we are. And we're doing this wonderful, wonderful show. And I'm so grateful that they took time. They are so, so busy. And thank you, ladies, for taking time to give me an hour of your time today. So, and to be able to share this with all the listeners out there. We've got international listeners all over, people all over the United States. And we have got really exciting things happening right here. So, Jan, I'm going to turn it over to you first, and then we'll turn it over to Jenny. Tell us a little bit about your background and what we're doing sitting in front of this beautiful pink screen we have behind us.
Stephanie, thank you. What a pleasure it is to be with you this morning. I am totally in awe of you and your stage presence, your beauty, just all of the things that you bring
to you.
You are the picture of vitality. As far as my background, just very quickly, I'm a little girl from Ohio, and that tells you everything. People say, oh, you're from the Midwest. Right. I'm from the Midwest. We tend to be friendly out there. And it dovetails right into your show because I see you as super friendly as well, Stephanie. In my lifetime, yes, I've had different positions, different jobs. I was a flight attendant for American Airlines, which gave me a lot of joy in traveling the aisles and helping people and just being there for them, no matter whether they were traveling for joy, for grief, for whatever purpose, family celebrations. I love to listen to our passengers on American Airlines. But I worked for Delta before that. And I don't know if you have any listeners old enough, Stephanie, but that would be Eastern Airlines, which it was no longer in business. And so I found a gentleman early on in my career after I retired from American. His name was Jack Canfield. He's been very positive in my life. It's all about building self-esteem. And it really dovetailed into from my world of customer service on the planes and so forth and on the ground. And then learning how to enhance more self-esteem for people. And I think that's the source of all of my books, is to make a difference for every reader. I visualize that one person out there whose life will be changed because they have read a book or heard me speak. And that's my life purpose, to make a difference for people. And certainly our books. And behind us is the book on abundance. That's our latest baby coming out soon. And yes, it's all about making a difference for other people.
You know, I love what you said about just touching one person. If you can even touch one person or change one person's life, that's why I do this show. I mean, we are blessed to be able to touch multitudes of people, but if we can change one person's life for the better, then we feel like it's been a very successful day, right?
It has, absolutely. Jenny and I are right there with you. That is the core of what we do and why we do it, definitely.
Exactly. So Jenny, let's go to you. Tell us a little bit about your history and what we do and what we do, what you do, what we do right now, but what you do and what brought you to where you are right now.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. First of all, it is an honor to be here with you. As you already told your listeners, we have been friends for many years, and you're just such a bright spot in life, in my life. And I just appreciate you and appreciate our friendship. And it's fun to be here with my mom as well. She has always been my biggest cheerleader. And if you don't have someone like that in your life, then find someone. It could be anyone. Right. It could be a friend, family member, colleague to cheer you on. So my mom has always cheered me on. My background is in education. I was a high school and junior high teacher for 25 plus years in Utah and California. So I was in front of the classroom, and my mom encouraged me to become a coach. So I became a coach, a life coach. I have my life coach certification, as does mom. And became an author. I wrote my first solo book, which is called Keeping It Together When Life Throws You Curves. It's a book about baseball and faith. That was back in 2015 that I wrote that book. So my husband used to be a professional baseball player. And in our past life, I call it now.
So true.
Long time ago. So I wrote that book in 2015, became a life coach. And that is my passion as well. My mom and I share that is just helping people. And when I can get on a coaching call with someone and help them have their own ahas and see things change for them, they create change in their life. That's what brings me joy. That's what keeps me going. So that's why I do what I do. I live here in Newport Beach, California, which is amazing. I love it here. But we also love St. George. So we kind of have two homes. So that's pretty much what I do. I also wanted to say one thing about my mom is that she has always been an incredible storyteller. And I think that is what has led her into doing what she does, creating these books for people, is her ability to tell and attract people who can tell an amazing story. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that is huge. And as a mom, you kind of learn to do that, right? But some don't take it to the level that they should or can. Jan's definitely been one of those that does. And she's always so, Jan, one of the things I love about you is just how calm your voice always is. You're always just so even and sweet and genuine. It's so calming. So I can only, just listening to you telling stories, it's just a calming, calming influence. So thank you for sharing that with me and with all of our listeners. So let's talk about a little bit about your books that you guys have done before in your past, because you've got quite a few of them. Jan, let's start with you, and then we'll talk a little bit about this series.
Yes. My very first book was Ordinary Women, Extraordinary Success. I went to my mentor, Jack Canfield, and I said, Jack, I want to have more of an influence in the world. And he said, the best way to do that is to create a collaborative book. And that way, however many authors are in the book, we'll all support it. They'll all talk to their tribe, their folks, and you'll be getting the message out there. It'll be a bestseller because it's collaborative. I love that idea because I wanted to approach any women who had never been bestsellers to give them that gift of writing a chapter in a book and becoming noticed for it. And then taking that notice and starting different programs or coaching foundations, all kinds of things have happened as a result of the women, mainly the women that we've been working with that have been in the book. So it was our first one. I think it was 1998 for Ordinary Women, Extraordinary Success. And then we started Success University for Women because I thought so many women don't get a chance to go to college or a university. So we started that. We had Success University for Women, the basic book. Then we had Success University for Women in Business, Success University for Women in Leadership. So we had a three-part series on those books. Of course, Jenny's always involved with whatever the writing that we do. And my other daughter as well gets involved. And after that, I think I did You're Never Too Old to Dream, Dare, Dance. So many women that I talked to, I asked them, what is your dream? Oh, I gave up on that. It didn't happen. So I'm not doing that anymore. I said, we need to dream again. Set your dream calendar there. You need to start that again. Just because things didn't come true, perhaps the first time you went for it, doesn't mean that you're totally locked out of learning and growing and dreaming again. So that was Dream Dare Dance. And I think, Jenny, I think we had a space in there. I was either speaking or on the road or working for seminar companies speaking. And then it's been the start of the pandemic, that it was 2020 when I felt the world needed more joy. Yes. I had done a writer retreat, which I like to do, Stephanie, help people on their writing. You're a writer, so you don't need the retreat, but you can come and join us. But it was 2020 that year, and the pandemic was starting to creep over the world, this pallor, these clouds, like, will we ever survive this? So in 2020, I listened to my last writer's retreat. I had calls with them. And I said, I've had a couple of experiences that are leading me to start a series with the first book, the book on joy, because the world seemed to be losing its joy. And it was Christmas time, and I had an experience at the post office when someone who was unrelated to me and not employed by the post office really paid it forward. He helped me. I was able to leave the post office in a timely manner. Otherwise, the line was out the door and down the street. And I said, wow, this is joy. Mm. And a couple of other experiences, you know, how something comes to you and says, this is the time. So that started this series that we're supporting today with our beautiful backgrounds. Because now, fast forward, we did the book on joy, and then we did the book on transformation, because we were pivoting. We were doing new things as a result of life, pandemic, and our new joy. We became the book on transformation. That was pivotal as well. And then we went to gratitude. Because if you don't have gratitude for all the wonders of your life, you're not going anywhere. So I love the gratitude book. Didn't you, Jen? That was fun. And then that brings us right up to this date, the book on abundance. If you have gratitude, then that leads you to greater abundance.
Absolutely. So that's beautiful. You have got this magic, incredible way of making them bestsellers, because everybody knows who you are now. It's beautiful. Would you just give, I know people are out there listening going, where have I heard that name Jack Canfield from? Okay. And he's such an influence in so many people's lives that they probably don't even realize that he's the one that's influencing their lives. So would you tell us a little bit about Jack? Because that's very important.
Thank you for asking. I was a trainer for American Airlines when I was a flight attendant, and I wanted to bring back knowledge to my flight attendants. And there were 20,000 for American Airlines. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people to influence. Wow. And I went to a book that I found. It was called Chicken Soup for the Soul. And in that book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, there were 101 stories, short stories, that were of hope, love, faith, and just all the things that enrich our lives of abundance. And so I called them that day at the office for Jack. And they said, you can't afford him. I said, well, I'm sure of that. But he is having a training very soon in Santa Barbara, California, and you could join the training. We still have openings for people. And I found out it was $1,800. This is way back in the day. And I went to American Airlines, and I love my people there. And I asked, could I take the time, a week away from my training schedule, to go to this? I'll bring back all the information. I'll help everybody with whatever I learn. And they weren't able to do that. I said, you know, I'm going to take vacation days, and I'll put it on a credit card, but I'm going. So that was a pivotal thing. You know how we make these decisions in our lives that, as we look back, they were very momentous. So that week with Jack, I really gained more confidence in speaking out. Of course, I was in front of rooms speaking with the flight attendants, but this gave me more confidence. And I retired from American. And everybody said, what? You're leaving American? I said, yes, I know there's more for me to do and help in the world. So I'm going to retire so that I can do this full time.
That's so beautiful.
Yep.
I've read every one of Jack's books. I had the whole series, all the different ones. So that's a perfect time to take a break. Jenny, we'll come right back to you. We've got to take a break here first. We'll be right back, but everybody needs to stay tuned because we're just getting started. So much to tell. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. We're so excited to have you here. We're having an absolutely delightful conversation with Jan Frazier and Jenny Ritchie. They're going to tell you a little bit more about what they're doing. So we just got done listening with Jan and what she's done with all of her bazillion books. I lost track of how many you've got out there right now, but I know we're working on one. And I say we because I am so very blessed that Jan invited me and Jenny invited me to be part of this book, to be able to write a chapter of my life and the different ways that I've been through some crazy stuff. Those of you that listened have known kind of my crazy world, but always to be able to find the miracles and the abundance in those miracles. And it's just, that's why I'm here today, wanting to share that with everyone and making sure that everybody understands there's always miracles happening around us every single day. And even though we don't feel like it, we have got abundant lives. We're here, we're alive. And that's huge. So we're in time to turn the time over to Jenny. And Jenny, would you just kind of tell us about all the things you've been in? And then you said you had some things you want to share with us about your mother. As we were saying in the break, this is one of those bonuses of having mother-daughter, because we get to hear the behind-the-scenes stories.
That's right. Well, my mom was being a little humble in her relationship with Jack. So she has not only known him from those early days of that first training, she has been to his home. She has taken his elite training where he has 10 people in his home for 3 or 4 or 5 days. She has been on his assisting team longer than I think anyone else. I think my mom has the longest.
It's huge.
Just shows how much Jack thinks of her. And she was able to kind of rope me into the family. So I was able to assist. And one of the sweetest memories is that we were able to be on Jack's assisting team together. So when Jack runs an in-person event that he was doing before COVID, and this year was his first one since the pandemic, and I was able to attend here in Newport Beach, which was awesome. But pre-pandemic, he would have a big event in Scottsdale at the Princess. And my mom and I were able to assist a couple of times together, be on the assisting team together. And what a treat it was to see how much other people look to her as someone who's been in Jack's family for forever and all of those things. So she's being a little humble, but she really... is created a wonderful space in this space of personal development, mindset development, and all of the things. So
she's right up there. Yeah. And those of you that don't know her books, this group, this series that we're doing, the foreword is written by Jack Canfield. Mm-hmm. And I'm just got goosebumps. I feel very blessed to be part of that because I've known Jack. I don't know him personally, but I've known a lot of stuff that he's done over the years, and to be involved in a book where he gets to do the foreword because of the relationship that he has with Jan is just, it's abundant. How's that? It's abundant.
Well, Stephanie, we are thrilled that you are included. We feel very honored that you are one of the authors in this amazing book that's coming out. So
thank you. Okay. Now what's that, Jan?
You finally said, yes, join us.
Well, like we had talked before, we did this summit this week, or gosh, that was just a couple of days ago, wasn't it? It was an amazing summit with a whole bunch of really amazing speakers. And when you had invited me before to be in the last book, it was right at the time I'd lost my husband. And it was, my life was just in this whirlwind, crazy, insane place. And so I was so grateful when we got to be able to be back together. And I've got the opportunity to do this because I did write my other book in the process that if only for a short time, which was about my husband that I only had for 2.5 years. And then I lost him. That was really crazy. And so I'm really excited about the next one we have, because that can be about my sweetheart that I'm married to now. So,
that's right.
You know, so we look for the miracles and we find them in everything. And that's exactly what I feel, that this has been a treasure. I wasn't supposed to be part of that one. I had other things I needed to do, but I was supposed to be part of this one. And I'm so very grateful that I know, as we talked many times, somebody's going to read this book and one of these chapters is going to resonate with them. And that's exactly why we've got such a variety in there. There's something for everybody that can resonate in this book. So, okay, that, Jenny, let's go back to your time.
Oh yeah, that is so true, Stephanie. That was my feeling. I've kind of been, you know, on the back end, working with the authors and with the chapters. And it's so true. There's something for everyone, whether you are married or divorced, whether you've experienced grief or not, whether, you know, whatever your situation in life, like you said before, it's all about seeing the abundance around you. Because sometimes when we're in the challenges, when we're in the muck of life, right, it's hard to look around and see the good. It just is. And we all fall into that, right? It's not like you, me, and my mom, we've never been in the valley, right? We have been in the valley.
Right.
And
sometimes in the depths of the valley.
In the valley of the valley,
right?
That's right. The valley, the very basement of the valley. And we have, you know, we have doctors, we have coaches, we have professional women that all the chapters are written by women. And the sections are prosperity, awareness, relationships, courage, and leadership. I mean, it's a very well-rounded group of authors, and the stories have a lot of variety. And not only are the stories, but a lot of the stories too have, I think to use like tips and tricks would be like too surface, right? There is content that will help people find the abundance in their lives. So, you know, my mom definitely believes in stories. So all of the books have a story, but there's also steps that people can take, action steps to say, you know what, she went through this and this is how she was able to, you know, see the abundance or create abundance in her life. I can do that. If she can do it, I can do it, you know, and I can follow the steps that she outlines. So it's not just stories, it's content, and it comes from a variety of amazing women like you.
And these women are from all over the world. I mean, there's a number of them from the United States, but it was so fun on the summit to listen to these different women that are from different parts of the country. And we're all the same. I mean, we all go through the same stuff. And everybody, doesn't matter where you are. I mean, there's different levels of different things, but somebody will be able to relate to every one of the authors that are in this book. And that's why around the world. And this podcast that we do goes around the world. And so I'm hoping that the people listening to it, you know, in New Zealand and Australia and the Bahamas and wherever they're at, can find something to relate to. They will be able to. They just will. I mean, it's just, I'm getting goosebumps again. Okay. Because we want to get this going, get it launched, and it's ready to go. And we're so excited to be able to share this with everybody. So Jenny, let's talk a little bit more about you, because your first book, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't a bestseller, right?
Yes, it was an Amazon bestseller as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. As was mine, as was everything Jan touches. So,
yes.
And being married to a baseball player, a former baseball player, your life was crazy. I know it was crazy because that's when I knew you. And to be able to move, I remember the day you moved to California, it was like losing a part of our community when you moved into California. It's like, no, don't take her. I don't want her to go. So, but then I left too. So now I'm in Idaho, but that's okay.
Right.
Cause you know, we have to spread the wealth, right? We have to spread the abundance. So what else have you been doing? I know you've been on the backsides of helping your mom with all this stuff, and thank you for doing that, because it is huge.
There are two pieces and parts that go into this. Yes, there are. Yes. And in fact, thank you for asking. My mom and I wrote a book that we published last April that was not a collaborative book. Well, it was a collaboration between me and her.
Two of you.
funny enough, back in August of 2018, right before we went to Jack's to assist, we were in Sedona, Arizona, which is an amazing place with incredible energy. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I had a download of the seven steps to reinventing yourself. And as many things happen, and I'm sure you can relate to this as probably many of your listeners, we have an idea. And as Brené Brown talks about in her book, Big Magic, sometimes these ideas light on us. And then if we don't do something with them, then they could go to someone else. And she gives an example of this in her book, Big Magic, which is really cool. So this idea was with me, this idea of reinvention. My mom and I had been talking about it the night before. And then the next morning, whoosh, I get this download. But it was until April of 2023. So 4.5 years until we actually launched the book. So that was a really fun project. So we definitely believe that everyone can reinvent themselves. The book's called Journey to Reinvention. It's available on Amazon. And I could probably talk for, 3 or 4 hours just about reinvention. but the first step, let me talk about the first step. Do we have time for that?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So the first step to reinvention is the oomph, and it's spelled OOMPH.
Oomph.
I think we made it up. It's called the oomph. The oomph. And the oomph can come in different ways. Like Stephanie, an oomph for you was, Ken passing away, right? Your darling husband.
Huge oomph.
Yeah. And it can be a negative. It can be a positive, right? Some people, their husband may come to them and say, I'm done, I'm leaving, whatever it is, a health diagnosis. It could be you look around your house and you see all your clutter and you say, I'm not taking this anymore, whatever it is. There's something, and it can also come like the ocean, which is just nudging waves of thought. I should write a book. Someone mentioned something about writing a book. You have an idea, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of different ways that it can come, but every reinvention starts with an oomph. There's something that happens, whether it's a bolt of lightning or the nudging waves of thought, that's like, I'm ready to make a change, or I need to make a change. And in that moment, we have a decision. And the decision is, I'm going to pull the covers up over my head and ignore it and say, I'm not doing this. And even in those hard moments, right? In those hard moments, we can say, I can't do this. There's no way I can do this. Or we can say, you know what? I'm going to take the next step. I'm going to get out of bed and I'm going to get dressed and I'm going to put shoes on and I'm going to go out that front door, So there's a lot to reinvention, but that's how it starts. And so maybe someone that's listening here has felt like that. Maybe you have felt like you want to do something different. Maybe you've been looking at a different career and you want to make a change, or you're a sarcastic person. I share that example of myself. I was a sarcastic person in high school because that's how I got laughs. And I just decided I don't want to be that way anymore. Yeah. Or maybe you're used to seeing the glass half empty, but now you want to see it half full. You can do that. You can make a change. And so that's really what the book is about, reinventing. Yeah.
So I'm so glad you said that. Project that you did, Jenny, because there's a lot of people out there now that their lives are changing. Everything's changing, everything's shifting, and they don't know what to do because they're being forced out of things or they're being just nudged. And I think what we want to really push on them or help them understand is that's a good thing. That's a good thing. What's the miracle on the other side of that? I mean, when my husband died and my world imploded, it's like, what just happened there? But it's brought me to such amazing places, and to be able to work with you guys, to be able to actually take those dreams that I had. I've got my vision board. We talked about that at the abundance thing. And I've got my vision board over here. And it's got my list of my 7 books that I want to write, and had that not happened, I wouldn't have done it. And it's like, wow. Okay. So we want to encourage people that are out there. Don't take those things as negative. Those are positive. If you're getting that nudge to do something, do it. See what's going to bring. Yeah. You know, they always say where one door closes, another door opens or window opens, or even a little sliver of light will come in. And just find that and do it and make sure that you are doing it with the right attitude. Because sometimes that's the hardest thing, right? It's just like, get out of your own way. Get out of your own way and find that abundance in your life, because it's always there. It's always there. We just have to find it, even in the worst times. Right? Exactly. So we've got about 2 minutes before our break, Jenny. What else would you like to talk about, your books or your history? And then we're going to come back and tell about how they can find this book and what's happening.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the book on abundance, just to talk a little bit more about this volume, it really is amazing. And if you want to know more about my mom, so my mom always writes a chapter, and just knowing how many things she has been through in her life. She's had a few relationships, and she has, like she said, come from this, you know, shy girl from Dayton, Ohio, and has created this amazing things in her life. So you will read that about her. You will read about my 35-year marriage that I've had, and maybe some ideas there for, you know, how it might help you in your relationships. And there is a really special chapter at the very end of the book. Mom, is it okay if I share this story?
Yes, I think in general, without names, I think it's good.
Yeah. So we have an amazing author that my mom met through a series of coincidences. She broke her wrist. My mom broke her wrist. And she has been going to hand therapy. And she happened, coincidences aren't coincidences, right? She
happened to
meet another gal who was in hand therapy as well. And turns out that she works with people who donate their organs. And she had an incredible story about a special person in her life who ended up taking his life through a series of events and was able to donate many of his organs and save the lives of countless people. And she tells her story about what his journey was and what she's learned through the process and how she overcame the overwhelming grief. And it is a powerful, powerful, powerful chapter. And it's just one of the examples of just what is available for people in this book on abundance. So
I love that. We're going to take our break, but I want to end on that because we talked a little bit about this the other day, and how when my father passed away at age 50, he went in for exploratory surgery. They just messed it up and he died. It was a very, it knocked us all for a loop. And I talk a little bit about that in my chapter, but he's also a donor, and we donated his eyes, and you know, they had done a bunch of stuff to him, so we couldn't use the other organs, but they donated his eyes. And my dad had the most beautiful blue eyes, and they were perfect eyes. And about 5 years after that, we were able to meet the family that got my dad's eyes. And this gentleman had not been able to see his whole life. And now he had perfect vision because he got my dad's eyes. And so that was something, I'm going to start crying. So we better get to our break so I can. So this is just one of the other things that's happening. So we're going to go ahead and take our break. We'll be back in just a minute. You want to hear the rest of the story? Get your pen and paper ready so we can make sure you're writing down where to find our book, because it's exciting. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back, everyone. We're having such a wonderful conversation. And yes, I am getting teary-eyed because that's just what happens for me. And to be able to talk to these wonderful women, Jan Frazier and Jenny Ritchie, and their wonderful, wonderful lives, and to be able to be part of this book that we have been able to collaborate on has been a dream for me. And I'm so very grateful. And Jan, I would love you to just share with our audience what you had just said just before we were coming back on from the break about abundance.
I'm always talking abundance, Stephanie. It's so powerful to surround yourself with supportive people. That's abundance. That is an awareness that the people around you love you and want you to do well. If you find out that they aren't, then you distance yourself and you play with the people who do create joy in abundance in your life. I was really just talking about Jenny for the moment because I couldn't do these books without Jenny. She is the director of the book. So it's one thing to be creative, but it's another thing to put it together.
Amen.
And you know, being a book is not easy to do. So I rely on her heavily. I hope she'll still play with me. And and for readers who are reading the book, we never want to feel alone or isolated. Like, I'm the only person in the world that is going through this particular issue, this particular sadness. Yes, there is someone. And I've had women who have bought our books and have put them under their pillow at night, or they read a chapter every night and they get inspired. Wow, if this person did this. And Stephanie, your chapter is so inspiring. My goodness. You have been in the valley that we talked about.
Yeah, to the depths of the bottom of the valley.
I've been to the Grand Canyon, to the very bottom of the Grand Canyon. That would be 8 miles down. That's where you were. And you came
a few times. That's true.
It's like, are we being tested on our resilience? I don't know. But certainly Stephanie has been there. And you know, and Jenny tells that I love stories, which I think are so powerful, because as Chicken Soup for the Soul has had a zillion best-selling books, it is people love that. They want to have a story that they can attach themselves to. And even in my a few stories that I had in this book, in my chapter that Jenny talked about, was being in Zimbabwe, 2018. We were there to award a scholarship to a young woman. And I had never been to Africa, really, even in my flight attendant days. But there we were. And we had an experience just getting the car at the airport. And we'd rented just a normal little small car. We went out to see the car. Just so grateful. We had to get visas for Zimbabwe and just all of the customs kind of thing.
Right.
Get out to the lawn. There is one car standing. I said, this must be ours. And he said, yes, this is your car. So I got in the back seat quickly because we had an older stepmom that was with us, bless her heart. I got in the back seat, looking out toward the front. There was the largest crack you've ever seen running the length of the front window. I said to the gentleman, this car has a crack in the windshield. He said, yeah, I know. I said, but could we have a car that we can see out of? You know, we're going on a drive-through safari. I want to see the animals. I want to see your beautiful country. He said very proudly, this is the last car in Zimbabwe. And Stephanie, it took an adjustment for us.
Yeah.
If this is the last car in Zimbabwe, we better get it. So we drove that last car in Zimbabwe through the safari. Lions are 4 feet away. Rocks on the roads. I thought we're going to open up the bottom belly of the car. We were in the last car in Zimbabwe. What that message did for me is it made me realize, no matter what situation we're in, if it's the last car in Zimbabwe, we better like it. We better adjust to it. We better embrace it. And that's abundance, is being aware and receiving.
And it happens in everything, doesn't it? It was just funny because we were going over it. Well, we hit this huge pothole. Thinking about this pothole, right? Huge pothole. It completely knocked our alignment out of our car and everything. We took it down to the mechanic. We have to go over the mountain anywhere we go. We live up in the top of the mountains, right? So we have to go an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes anywhere we go. So we went over the mountain. It was snowing yesterday and trying to get it fixed, and it cost a whole lot more than we thought it would. And we're driving home and it still got the same pole in it. So it's like, okay, well, we got there safely and we're getting home safely. So next time we go back down, we'll have to do it again. Right. So it's like, okay, what excuse can we make to go down there so we can go get our car fixed again? So it's just one of those things of finding the gratitude, you know, we're okay. We made it. We made it back home and we're fine. And they did fill in the pothole. So that was a good thing.
And you, I'm sure, being the positive person you are, you're always thinking, okay, what can I learn from this experience?
Exactly.
With the car repair, with the pothole. You thought of it already. We survived it. We're still alive.
Yeah.
And even with the snow and the road and all of that, we got home and we're here to show today.
Yeah. And that's what we want to let our listeners know, that there's always a silver lining. There's always a miracle and there's always abundance in any situation. I know, Jenny, you're over there just nodding your head because you've seen it. You've been there. You've done this, you know, even, and I hope it's okay if I talk about this, even the situation you've gone through this week, you know, taking care of grandkids and all the different things that you've done, and you got to sleep yesterday. We're talking about that. I mean, that's a miracle in and of itself. Mm-hmm. When you've got having to take care of grandkids, getting the opportunity to take care of grandkids, and then being able to come home and sleep in your own bed. That's a miracle.
I felt much more abundant this morning.
Exactly.
Than I had for the last few days.
So that's huge. I mean, this is what we're trying to encourage people to do, is look for those opportunities for abundance, because they're all around us. And we don't feel like it sometimes. We feel like the world is just crashing in on us. And this is why I love doing this show, because we just try to bring hope in healing. And that's healing in anything, in spiritual, emotional, physical, financial, whatever it is. And that's why I love being part of this book, because there's a chapter for every single one of them. And after we got done on the summit, I was like, oh my goodness, I started going through paperwork and started cleaning stuff up and just being so grateful. And somebody had brought up the fact of writing things down. I write things down. I've got a little app on my phone that I put something in there every day what I'm grateful for. Because once you do that, then you start seeing this list get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, just the simple things like getting home with a car that wasn't in alignment. Yay, yeah. We made it.
I think that's one of the main things of this book is, you know, you might not all of a sudden be like, oh, I see abundance everywhere, right? But it's little by little. It's starting the practice of looking for it and seeing it. And that's a great suggestion to just write some things down so you can see, oh, I saw a little thing here and a small, you know, a flower bloomed there. And, you know, you don't have to, you know, change your whole personality, but little by little, everyone can see more abundance in their life.
I agree. So I'm going to let you guys choose which one you want to tell about this, but who would like to talk about our launch date and what's happening and how to get hold of this?
Okay. And I'm going to defer to Jenny. She's the director of the book. Ron.
Well, we are really excited about it. Everything is going to be at the website, thebookonabundance.com. Again, that's thebookonabundance.com. So visit there. We are looking to launch on February 20th. We're very excited about that. That's a great date, right?
Perfect.
To 2024. And really excited about that. You can go there. We're going to be doing actually a live streaming. In Jan's first book, we did 24 hours of streaming. She stayed up for 24 full straight hours streaming. It's going to be a little shorter than that. But if you want to jump on and meet some of the authors and hear the streaming conversation, that's going to be available right there on the website. So everything's on the website. The link to Amazon, everything will be there. So that's the hub, thebookonabundance.com, launching February 20th. And if you want to reach out to us, the email is info@thebookonabundance.com. So if you want to reach us, info@thebookonabundance.com. Also, if you're a Kindle reader, we are going to be running a special on the Kindle. Basically, we just want everyone to be able to get a hold of this book. It's not about, you know, making a ton of money, all of that. That's not why, you know, we do the books. It's to get these messages out to the world. So there is going to be, if you're a Kindle reader, it's going to be 99 cents. I'm thinking for 2 or 3 days. So go ahead and grab that Kindle. That's awesome. And in addition, I think on launch day, so to encourage you to buy on launch day, we are going to be donating the proceeds to the Nevada Donor Network in honor of the author who, you know, works with the organ donations. So donate by purchasing the Kindle or purchasing the paperback on Amazon. February 20th is going to be the launch date. And that's all the stuff. So does that, any other questions on that stuff?
I think that's awesome. So we really want to encourage all of our listeners out there, and this is going everywhere in the world. So make sure that, you know, if you're in a foreign country, you watch the time, watch the date, So it will be February 20th, which is a perfect date. I think that's a great, great date that you guys have chosen for that. We hopefully will all be on there. It works a little bit better for me because I won't be traveling, which will be good. So we'll be able to be on there and you'll be able to meet the authors. This is such an incredible group of women. I'm just so, and I love our men. We love our men. But to be able to have this women talking about what they've gone through and helping each other, that's what we're all about. We have to build this tribe. Because nobody knows what's happening out there. And if we can build this tribe and stay strong and know that we've got each other there, we've got each other's backs, and there's always somebody that can help, which is beautiful. That's how you get to get on this. So if there's something that just resonates with you, you know, get hold of these guys over at info@thebookonabundance.com. And they'll put you in with that author. I'm sure that all the other authors like me would be more than thrilled to talk to somebody. I know I did a podcast once on my first husband's suicide attempts. And it was amazing that the people that called in and they're like, I've just went through that, or I'm going through that right now, or whatever, you know? And it's like, oh, I thought this was just me dealing with all this stuff. And it was so nice to know I'm not alone. And that's what this is all about. And we've got this power. We as women have this abundant power that we can draw on. Yes. So I just think it's fabulous. So on the 20th, and you want to tell us again, Jenny, so everybody that was listening that didn't write it down can write it down again or do the replay so they can get it.
Thebookonabundance.com.
Thebookonabundance.com. Don't forget the book.
The.
onabundance.com. So yep. There's
paperback
there's,
and Kindle.
Awesome. So get it. Yeah, this is such a beautiful gift to give, you know, it's everybody can use this, and hopefully we're going to have our whole set put together with all the other books that I didn't get to be part of, but hopefully I'll be able to be part of the next one.
Of course.
And there's so many out there, and they're all on there, and they're all fabulous. They're fabulous. So we've got just a couple minutes left. Jan, what is your final comments to our audience that's listening right now?
Wow. I loved your idea, Stephanie, of gifting the book to someone. Maybe you're one of those rare people in the world, this rare woman that doesn't need abundance. Maybe you've got everything. And when we talk about awareness, you've got good health and wellness, your relationships are super, you've got prosperity. And that isn't just money. That is prosperity of all the joys of abundance.
Right.
The courage and leadership. And it's Stephanie, the last section of the book, and you were a part of that, the last section of the book, in addition to your beautiful chapter, is the legacies. So just a moment to say a word about that. The title of the last section of the book, which we've never done before, but we did with this book, is called A Messages from the Heart, A Legacy of Abundance. And you wrote a beautiful chapter. I wrote one about my friend Judy, and those are beautiful, very short vignettes of the amazing women in our lives. Now, we've got amazing men, but we are celebrating women here. And we hope that our next book will even have more of these. And I know you're your friend, very special to you. So abundance everywhere, it's just the awareness of it. Like we have it, but we don't see it sometimes. And embrace it.
That's so true. So let me ask you, Jenny, really quickly, because this is what's going through my mind. We've only got about a minute left, so I have to talk fast.
Okay.
If somebody wanted to gift this for Valentine's Day, say, we're not launching till the 20th, but could they send something to you on the info and say, hey, this is what I'm gifting to you. As soon as it comes out, you're getting this.
Yeah, you know, we would love for them to reach out to someone and say, hey, there's a great book coming out. I'm going to gift it to you next week.
So I think that would be
the ideal thing. Yes. And we've had a lot of people grab two or three copies, right? And then, you know, you will find someone in your life to give one to.
Right.
So
because it is something very special that we want to share this with everybody. And like I said, thank you. We're out of time. We can talk for hours, couldn't we, ladies? Oh my goodness.
That's good.
Can't wait till our retreat that we get to go to so we can talk all hours of the night. Yeah. But anyway, so we are finished for today. So everybody make sure that you get on there, go on the when we're launching on the 20th, get on Amazon and get your copies ordered. We're so excited about to share these incredible stories with these incredible women. So make sure you get on there. And thank you again for listening. I appreciate you all. This is Stephanie Parrish, the voice of hope and healing, and you are listening to the Vitality Health Show. Have a happy and healthy day.